And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? We're having a good time today, yes?
Yes.
Right here.
I've been loving these shares earlier. I could relate to so many of the people and their topics. And like, oh, I have that question. Oh, there's the answer, there's the answer, there's the answer. And in such Abraham way, that's just the way it is.
But it's co-creating at its best.
Yes. So I find myself, lately I've been going into the vortex very frequently. I have a morning practice where that's the first thing I do every day is I anchor myself in my vortex. And I find myself erupting in such joy, tearful joy, that I actually cry. And when I leave the vortex into my day, I'm just head over heels in love. And a couple of byproducts of this. The end of last year, I decided, you know, I've been so focused on creating a life to be happy. I said, why don't I just be happy with the life I have today? And I just started doing things to be happy. And I used to be so driven and so focused on creating a business, creating an empire, having a mission and focusing on it. And now all I want to do is play. I go to a sporting goods store, and I've never been much of an athlete. I want to do everything that's in the sporting goods store. I want to kayak, I want to camp, I want to go mountain climbing. I want everything. And I find myself just wanting to play. And I find myself a little uneasy with that, because shouldn't I have the goals? And shouldn't I have...
Isn't playing a goal?
Well, I had a feeling you were going to say that, because my goal is just to be in joy. I go into the supermarket and the woman says, why are you happy? And I said, just because I choose to be happy. There's no reason other than that.
Here's the thing that is the basis of everything that you're saying. Most people who are wanting to set goals think that the setting of a goal and the holding to the goal and the consistent reciting of the goal and the not letting go of the goal is what deliberate creating is, where creation occurs through the deciphering of life and the exploration of contrast and the launching of the rocket, which is actually the setting of the goal. So the vortex is the holder of all of the goals that you've set and has integrated each and every one of them into the expansive, evolved, vibrational being that you are. So when your attitude is one of playful, joyful, making peace with life as it is, now you're doing the step three part that allows the manifestation of all of that. In other words, step one is the asking, and you can't help but do that. Step two is the assimilation, the collection of all the cooperative components. And that's taking place because it's a universal thing. Your inner being is in on that. Law of attraction is in on that. The cooperative components are being gathered. So when you have the attitude that I'm going to play, or I'm going to be peaceful, or I'm going to be appreciative, or I'm going to look for positive aspects, when you, as you said, anchor yourself in the vibrational resonance of well-being, now you're releasing releasing resistance, which allows the step three part of the equation to take place. So goal setting is far different than most people think it is. Most people have trained themselves to believe that well-being is hard to come by, that you have to ferret it out, that you have to really find some way of deserving it, that you have to justify your well-being in it, and that most of all, that has to be done with strident, stringent, hard work. And all of that is counterproductive. So much so, we play with these cards almost every time. These are manifestation, money, and the law of attraction cards, but they're really good affirmation cards to get you in a vibration that will allow the manifestation of what you want. But even in the effort of reading these cards from a place of not feeling that you are there, there is a counterproductive backlash that takes place. I can see my world through the eyes of Source. Well, when you're in the vortex, that card is appealing. But when you're not in the vortex, you hate your world and you hate the eyes of Source. In other words, the law of attraction adds power to both problems and solutions. Well, that's helpful. Nothing is more important than I feel good. Deep doo-doo there. The better it gets, the better it gets. In other words, as you are efforting or setting goals for from outside the vortex, there is a digging in and a compounding of and a practicing of an anchoring of a vibration of resistance, where in the playful attitude there is less resistance. So we would say to anyone who presented us in the way that you just did, that if you understand, and you do, that there are three steps to the process, and you are aware of what step you're performing at any given point in time, then there's never anything to be afraid of. In other words, you're not absent of setting goals. You've not stopped defining what you want. You're spending time in the vortex. A playful attitude just means you're not in a state of resistance. But then you said two things that were contradictory. You said, I'm playful all the time, but then I worry that I should be setting goals. And we say it's one or the other. It's not both at the same time. When you're worrying, you're not doing that playful thing you said you were doing.
It seems counterproductive.
Because what does?
I find one step is in, one leg is in the vortex and the other leg is in this physical reality. And it's like, well, what am I going to do? And then it's like, then the goals seem to come up because I don't have a plan today. And
Wait a minute. When you say you don't have a plan, you mean you don't know how it's going to be, where it's going to be, when it's going to be, who it's going to be with.
Exactly.
But are you telling us that you don't know what you want?
I really don't have any goals right now.
Wait. By saying I don't have any goals, so you don't care about being happy?
Well,
oh yeah, I've got that goal.
I have the emotional goals, yeah.
I have emotional goals.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I've got all that. I've got those core goals, Abraham. I've got those goals I was born with. I've got those goals that I've been ferreting out and putting into my vortex. Oh yeah, there's that vortex goal thing going on, Abraham. But okay. I haven't decided in what way I'm going to deprive myself and suck the life out of myself in order to achieve those goals. I haven't figured out how I'm going to torture myself into compliance with those goals yet. I just want to be happy. What's wrong with me?
You got me. Okay.
You do have one foot in one world and one in the other, because you still are like a lot of people where you still are believing in struggle. And it doesn't feel to you like you're paying enough of a price when you just want to play. Because the mindset of most humans is that you don't play your way into success. And we want you to realize that you could join the ranks. We talked about this earlier, or someone mentioned this economic pie that people are wanting to share. And we've been saying to people lately that there's not a finite amount of economy that you're splitting up. There's an infinite amount of economy that's in the vortex. But when you believe that there is only so much that you're sharing, rather than an infinite amount that you will be guided to, you have a different stance in all of this. So much of the world is outside the vortex, in other words, not understanding that they are vibrational beings, and not understanding that things are always working out for them, and not understanding that there is a version of them which includes everything that they want that is calling them. Most people believe that it is through their action and through their hard work and through their determination that they will make things happen. We are not in disagreement with the fact that you can make things happen by deciding that you're going to do it, by determining it, by writing it in your book, and by making sure that you do it. In other words, we know that you can effort and you can accomplish, and that much of your world is functioning in just that way. But this is a forum where we are teaching you about the power of the universe. This is a forum where we are teaching you about the power of what's in your vortex and your much easier access to it than anyone understands. And you're right. You can't have it both ways. You can't be in the world of struggle which has limits to how much you can struggle yourself too. Because when you are struggling your way, you're limited by time, you're limited by space, you're limited by how much you can actually physically move around in a period of time. There are definite limitations to that. That's a working by the hour. That's the process of going through the motions. That's the process of doing everything that you can physically extract or call forth from your physical beingness. But it is not utilizing the power that creates worlds. It's not utilizing the energy. It's not utilizing the law of attraction. And that's why so many people are discouraged and so many people are tired, because they're efforting, bucking their own current. So when we talk to you about the vortex, when we talk to you about energy, when we talk to you about emotions, when we talk to you about alignment and resonance, we're talking about doing the work that matters most first, and that is aligning with that energy and thereby becoming the cooperative component to the things that you've already put there. And things begin to move in your favor that require no effort. It just requires being flexible enough that you can move in the direction of what's calling you in the strongest way. That's what true inspiration is. That's what divine intervention is. That's what aligning with the fairies of the universe is, you see. There's so much leverage in alignment and so much hard work without it.
I have a very specific example where I feel like one foot's in my vortex and one is in the physical reality, and it's around a health diagnosis that I had from 8 years ago. And I know my body's ability to heal, and I do the meditations, and I know that that was a product of where I was then. And I'm not the same person vibrationally today, but by course of me living, it comes up, and I acknowledge it and I accept it, but I also know this other reality over here. And that's really where I want to be. But during the course of living, I have to represent myself as being over here. And I don't know how to negotiate that.
Well, just do what you have to do when you have to do it, but put emphasis on the part that feels the best to you. In other words, as we've been visiting with you here in this short time, you've talked about one foot in the vortex and one foot out of the vortex several times. So you have this awareness that you want something that is different than what you have. And of course, isn't that the process of every journey? Aren't you always, in a sense, if you are an expanding being, and you are, everyone is. So if more is coming, then isn't less happening right now? Isn't that just a consequence of expansion? So isn't it always improving, which means isn't there something that can be improved upon? So this is where the complete acceptance and making peace with what is. And it's about putting your emphasis on where you're going. The emphasis, not your undivided attention. We're not asking you to not live in the world and not be aware of your body. But the emphasis on where you're going. The emphasis on where you're going.
Okay.
So when you say, I've got one foot in this world and 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 one foot in this world, we say, if you'd have one foot in this world and one foot in this world and one foot in this world. Oh yeah, there's that one. And one foot in this world and one foot in this world and one foot in this world. Oh yeah, there's that one. And one foot. In other words, emphasis on where you're going. We're not asking you to be delusional. We're not asking you to ignore completely what is. We're asking you to emphasize where you're going. Emphasize where you're going. It's sort of, and the analogy is annoying to most of you, but we love it, so we're going to give it to you anyway. It's like driving your vehicle out on the open road, looking out there, hopefully, rather than down. You never say, I would like a new Camaro, and I would like a glass floor. Why do you want a glass floor? Oh, and by the way, I need no windshield. I'd like my windshield on the floor. Because I need to be infinitely aware of where I am, and I'll just take my chances on where I'm going.